The annual maintenance shutdown of the Canada Game Centre, CGC, pool is nigh. And it will be a little longer than usual this time around. The reason the maintenance is more extensive than usual is because the pool's heating, ventilating and air conditioning, or HVAC, system is in desperate need of renovation, said Jonathan Stollery, the City of Whitehorse's manager of property management. The Whitehorse Lions Aquatic Centre, the pool's formal name, has been identified as needing more significant repairs than expected, per a city Facebook post. The pool should be closed for around 10 weeks starting in August, but Stollery did emphasize that the city would work with the contractor to get the pool open as soon as possible. The pool was built in 2001. It was the first part of the CGC to be built, and thus, it's the oldest part of the city's recreation facility, Stollery said. Concerns around the humidity in the pool began in 2013, Stollery said. There hasn't been an extended shutdown since then to address those concerns, he said. While the ongoing concern has not been a major one, the extended shutdown will help give the pool a second lease on life, he said. To deal with the humidity issues, the pool's air system will have to be fully separated from the air system for the rest of the fieldhouse, and in the process, make the area more comfortable for users in decades to come, Stollery said. It's hard having a pool environment this far north. You know, it's the tropics in the Arctic almost. So it's definitely a challenge as a facility to maintain, and this is just a reflection of that over the time that it's been enjoyed, Stollery said. The other area of the pool that will need to be addressed in the near future is the exterior wall assembly, according to Stollery. It will need to have major repairs, and potentially be rebuilt, at some point in the future, he said, but there is currently no funding for that. The work being done with the HVAC system is being funded by the federal government's Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. The roof of the CGC's fieldhouse is also in need of repair, Stollery said. The city is investigating potential funding streams for that, he said, but it is also currently without funding and without a set date for repair. Specific details about the dates of the pool closure will be shared once confirmed with the contractor, per the city's post on Facebook. Staff are looking at alternate fitness programming for users, as well as giving members the option of pausing their membership during the pool closure. Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.